Let's pick up Tom from Foster City, California, and he's a new listener, and he's got some questions. Are you there, Tom?
Yeah, Dr. Marshall, how you doing?
Okay, buddy. So what's going on for you?
Hey, I just want to ask, get your recommendation on supplements that are good for heart and artery, preventative things.
Okay.
I'm 60 years old. I weigh about 150 pounds. I had single bypass surgery in October of 2003.
Okay.
And the family has heart issues. My mom's still alive at 94, and she had a quadruple bypass about 8 years ago.
I see.
And my dad passed away of a heart attack at about 76 years old.
Both sides of the family.
That's
a tough 1-2 punch, Tom.
Yeah.
But let me just back you up a little bit here. At least 65% to 80% of circulatory issues that revolve around the heart and the arterial system link back, according to University of Pennsylvania and UC Irvine, these guys link back to a pesky super small bacteria called nanobacteria. And it's becoming evident that these guys are in our food, especially cooked food, and they get carte blanche to the body to set up housekeeping either in the arterial system, the heart. If they go into the pancreas, it's called diabetes. If they go to the kidney, it's kidney failure. It's all the same bad boy. And this guy, its claim to fame is that if we don't have adequate HCL, in other words, if he gets past the stomach acid bath, he's got carte blanche to the body. So what I'd be looking to for your whole family is it's possible that they all have low HCL. And there's two ways this can happen. One, you don't eat any salt. Two, you sweat very heavily and do eat a little bit of salt. And actually, three, you've had an injury, a blow, a trauma, something that sedates the normal nerve and energy flow to the stomach. So you want to be looking to these guys and see what we're up against. And for you, what I would say the most important single thing would be to get on the HCL detox kit. And at your weight and your age, about 4 HCL and 2 activator, and you take that end of meals. So
okay. From
now on, the nanobacteria are French fried.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. Yeah, because what you're saying earlier, I'm an avid cyclist. And I sweat a lot. I hardly have any salt intake.
Oh, that's the killer. So you've created a hypochlorhydric state, see?
Oh, probably so.
And
yeah.
So what I'm going to ask you to do, if you're still an avid cyclist, is that when you're sweating, like the days you sweat very heavily, you need to have at least a teaspoon of an air-dried sea salt or our pink salt. Okay, I don't like other salts that have been ground out of the earth or anything because they use the crummy high nickel screens and they're just not good. So pink salt or one of the Mediterranean sea salts that's been air-dried and a teaspoon a day if you're sweating heavy. If not sweating heavy, half teaspoon per day.
Okay.
And I'll tell you can tell in a heartbeat if you're in trouble, Tom, by tasting the perspiration just where the arm comes off the shoulder. So if I was up on top of the shoulder just when it starts to drop down, that's where I want to taste it. If that's not salty, you're in deep trouble.
Okay. Good test.
You've got an acid test, okay, buddy?
Excellent.
And that works really good as long as your kidneys are okay, and yours have to be okay. You wouldn't be able to cycle. Okay. So the next thing we got to do is chase down these little buggers because they're still in the system. So my favorite recommendation there is to use something called Heart Nano Detox.
Okay.
And you would use this for 4 months, and then you would stop. And you're going to need probably 150, you're going to need about, I'd say, 5 teaspoons of Heart Nano Detox. You're going to put that in 16 to 24 ounces of water, and you'll sip it after breakfast. Okay? And you should be done before 5 o'clock. You can throw it in your water supply. It's got a little hot spiciness to it, but it's not god-awful. You're done in 4 months. And Lord willing, that will clear out the bad boy that might have created a problem. The other thing you can do to make sure that that heart always has the power it needs so it doesn't go to some dysfunctional condition is to be on something called CoQ Quinol. This is fully reduced, coenzyme Q10. Fully reduced means it's ready to be used by the cell. Normally when you get CoQ10, it's oxidized. So the body has to reduce it before it's going to work, okay?
Okay.
So CoQ Quinol, I'd probably, at your body size, take about 2 teaspoons of that, and you can throw it right into the Heart Nano, And at the 4 months, the Heart Nano goes away, but I'd keep that Quinol. And if you want to improve your time from cycling, and you also want to improve recovery, even from the bypass that you had, I would add 1 or 2 teaspoons of DHLA. And you'll see a kick in the pants from that guy, because there's more energy and more power for the body. So I would do that. And then when you call the order line, I'd ask them to teach you about Medi Body Packs so that you can erase the scar trauma that was involved with that bypass. And, of course, your mother, even more important, because each year that passes after the bypass, that interference field is more effective in sedating the normal nerve and energy flow to all the organs down the center of the body. That means the thyroid, the heart, the stomach, the small intestine, the large intestine, the prostate, all those things are affected by that scar from the bypass. Wow.
Wow, okay, yeah.
So you want to fix that so that you can keep being a great cyclist, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks for your time, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.